Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So let's grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Now today we read Genesis 26, Matthew 25, Esther 2, and Acts 25. And if you're anybody who's been a part of the Unshackled Network with our heart for the marginalized, you'll know that when we got to Matthew 25, I got stirred up. So in Matthew 25, in this moment, as with the previous parables, at the end of Matthew 25, we see an example of Judgment Day. All the nations are gathered together, and the righteous, the sheep, are placed on his right, which symbolized his favor and blessings, and the wicked, the goats, are placed on his left, to illustrate that they are set aside for eternal punishment. The basis in this example, this parable, for the separation is made clear. It's regarding how they cared for the least among us. Now, nearly all religions in the ancient world had a god or a goddess associated with wealth, power, and financial success. But our God, the one true God, points to the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, the imprisoned, and he says, not only I'm with them, but when you care for them, you care for me. We believers know that our love for God is illustrated by our surrendering to Jesus, repenting of our sins, and obeying his commands. In that way, we abide in his love. But this takes it further and says that part 1b of the great commandment, love others as yourself, has another layer to it. Love the poor and vulnerable as you would me. This type of identification with and prioritizing of the poor is a theme throughout Scripture. And if you bear with me, I'm going to rattle off a bit of a survey of God's Word demonstrating just that. We see that God has always identified with the poor. We'll read that later in our reading in Proverbs 14, 31. He says, "He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God." Proverbs 19:17, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." Then later we see God has always commanded love and action on behalf of the poor. In Proverbs 31:8-9, he says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and the needy." And then we see throughout multiple places in the Old Testament and going into the New that God has always had a plan and a pattern of provision for the poor and oppressed. In Isaiah, we see an example of him saying, "Hey, every 7 days, why don't you actually make it about remembering those in need and not about trying to gratify yourselves and demonstrate how holy you are?" He comes against those religious people in Isaiah 58 when he comes against the way that they fast and says, "Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke?" Verse 7, "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh?" He does that same elevation of the poor, talking about every 7 days for them. Then he goes further and says, "Well, what about harvest?" Deuteronomy 24, verse 21, he says, "When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave what remains for the foreigner, for the fatherless, the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. This is why I command you to do this." And then even every 7 years, he calls them to take a sabbatical year, calls it a year of release. In Deuteronomy 15, verse 1, he says, "At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor shall release what he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, his brother, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed." And then in verse 11, he says, "For there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land. And then even every 7 sabbatical years, right? Every 49 years, then there's this 50th year, the year of Jubilee, where they are supposed to consecrate it and allow everyone to go back to their original lands and have an opportunity to redeem that. And Jesus knows that as he's speaking to people in Luke, that they understand the year of Jubilee, and he begins to proclaim a year of Jubilee, like an eternal year of Jubilee, entering in as he starts his ministry. As we see in Luke 4, he picks up the scroll and he's reading from Isaiah. This is actually a reading of Isaiah 61. And Jesus tells them there in the temple, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And later on in Luke, we see Jesus now giving us another example of the importance to elevate the poor. He says in chapter 14, "But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed." If we were confused, thinking that we would get that blessing in that moment, he goes on and he says, "Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." In Matthew 25, we see the day of that repayment being ushered in. While your generosity to the poor does not earn you salvation, as demonstrated throughout God's word, it is a marker of following Jesus. The good shepherd identifies with and elevates the cause of the poor and vulnerable. Therefore, the sheep do too. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you pulled us out of slavery and gave us freedom in you. And in through your example in scripture, you showed us your love for not only us, but for those in much more destitute states. May we follow you in elevating and loving and caring for those populations as well. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, I know today was a little bit longer, and it seems like they keep getting longer. I'm going to be working on that. I promise I will. But make sure you head on over to 5bythefire.org, and especially if you're new to the podcast, because we got stuff about the reading plan over there. Leave a comment on this episode. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here on 5 by the Fire tomorrow night. Be blessed and be a blessing.